Welcome to a very special Stain Gang podcast as we talk with new women's head basketball coach Drew Kaufman, who just took the job this week here at Midwestern State University. Kind enough to join us for this Stain Gang podcast. And Coach, I would say welcome to Midwestern State University, but you're an alum, so welcome back to Midwestern State
University. It's so exciting to be back.
What draws you back to Midwestern State?
it's so cool to come back and see so many of the same faces. The place is so welcoming. I just got off the phone with the recruit just a second ago and said, I got lost. They went to the wrong building trying to get some paperwork taken care of, and everybody was so nice, helped me get where I needed to be. And it's you forget how friendly everyone is around here. It's a special place.
Do you have any particularly fond memories of Midwestern State? For those who don't know, you played men's basketball here.
Yeah.
I think you started at Texas Tech and played for Bobby Knight, right?
Yes, sir. I played 3 years at Texas Tech and finished up here, and I tell people this all the time, like, played in Madison Square Garden, dressed in the same locker room as Michael Jordan, play with the American Airlines, where the Mavericks play, but there is no place like this place when it's rocking. My favorite memories are we hosted the conference tournament my senior year, so I believe we played 3 games here, and it was sold out every game, and it was a special place to be a part of. And so those are the memories. Every time I walk in, that's what I think.
And you weren't just a guy at the end of the bench. You're the second leading scorer for the team, averaged 17 points a game.
Yeah, I did all right. we had three guys that averaged around 17. One of them, Eric Dawson, who had some run in the NBA. Another kid named Chad Rickett was a heck of a player here as well. It was a really fun team to be a part of, for sure.
You spent years coaching boys' high school basketball, had a lot of success, won a lot of district championships, made the state semifinals, and then switched to girls' basketball.
Yeah.
What led to that switch, and what's the difference?
So I did it for my kids. So I took a job at another high school, but left my kids back in Decatur. And I was loving life. It was a 6A school, had all the resources that you needed and wanted, and kind of what you dreamed of at the high school level. And then I got a call, have an opportunity to come back and coach my daughters. And originally I said no, because I'm like, I'm not a girls coach. That's not what I do. And for 3 days in a row, after my family had heard that I had said no, no one would talk to me. No one said a word to me. So after being alone for 3 days with no one saying, no one talking back to me, I walked in there and said, well, hey guys, I'll do this, but are y'all sure this is what you want? And so it was the best career move for me. I've enjoyed it. Girls are pleasers at heart. They want to do what you ask them to, and they want to give you the best ability. All boys think they're LeBron James, and it's fun because girls a lot of times they are better than they understand they are. So you really have to build confidence in them, which is so much more fun coaching people up than having to humble people. So it's been a good change for me, and I don't think I would want it any other way.
Now, I would think being a girl dad is also a benefit for you.
Yes, yes. So I'm in a house full of women. I have 3 daughters, and so I that's all I know now. I mean, it's been definitely helpful coaching girls, getting to understand them as daughters, and obviously having a wife. It's sometimes you don't understand them, but it's okay.
How would you describe your coaching style?
Well, I'm demanding, but I also want to be demanding where I don't take away confidence from a kid. I mean, like, confidence, especially on the girl side, is so hard to find. And so you want your kids always to walk on the court feeling like Superman. So you want to build that within them, but also I'm going to demand their best every day. I just met with the girls just a minute ago, and I told them that I will give you my best, but in return, I'm going to ask for yours too. So that's kind of where I've come from. I played for some great coaches, Coach Ray, obviously Coach Knight. My dad was my high school coach. So have some people call it old school way, but I just call it the right way. It's just the right way. I think that's the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, it's interesting because I believe Coach Ray's dad was also a coach.
Yes, Fuzzy. Yes, yes.
What did you learn from your dad?
Well, from my dad, he just had a way of being able to pick up anybody. Like, you would see a kid down or whatever, and he's just kind of one of those guys that he walks in the room and kind of the room kind of brightens up. And he did that way with his players. I would see him, rip a kid or get onto a kid, and then he would grab him before he left, and the kid would always feel a lot better about himself and understand where the message was coming from. So I learned a lot from him, and I definitely carry a lot of the stuff he taught us in high school with me in my coaching now.
So, I mean, it's not a secret. Midwestern State, it's been several years now since the women have qualified for the LSC postseason tournament. What leads you to believe that you can turn this program around?
Well, I'm going
to
try. I'm definitely going to try. I don't believe I'm not real big in making all these big promises and all this stuff. We just got to go to work. I mean, we got to go to work. Obviously, it begins with players. You got to get good players in here. I know I'm a better coach when I have better players. So that's going to be the name of the game right now is getting good players and then developing them and making them as good as they can be.
How do you go about building the roster? How many girls do you think you'll have back from last year's team?
Well, that's kind of up in the air still. We have some in the portal, which rightfully so for those kids. I mean, they went a couple months without knowing who their coach was. So one cool thing about college is you do get to pick your coach. So it's one of the few times you'll ever get to do that. We have some conversations still need to be had to see where everybody's at. Obviously, we want people that want to be here, but we also want people that fit us too. So it's kind of a two-sided coin on that deal. We're making sure we get the right people on board.
Won two state championships at Decatur. Is there an intangible that goes with that, or is it just about putting the ball in the basket?
No, championship teams are different. In our teams at Decatur the last two, you can – more so you feel it within the group, how they interact with one another, how they practice on a daily basis, how they go about their business. It is different. And I think those relationships too, like the championship team that I played on here – whenever we do meet, you know, come back and meet, or whenever we see one another somewhere, it's a different feeling than some other team that I may play on, just because there's a bond there that is formed of those championship teams.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because Larry Durker, who was a Houston Astro a pitcher, you probably
big Houston Astros fan right here. I do know Larry Durker.
So when he was a broadcaster, he would talk about the fact that he won a championship with a winter league team. Mm-hmm. And he felt like that was the team he was closest with.
Yeah.
Because they had that championship bond.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for
that's
sure.
It's interesting to hear you say that for about sure. The teams here.
And it's one of those things you really can't explain. You just feel it whenever you're part of it.
What would you say to the critics who say, "Oh, Midwestern State just hired a high school coach"? What are they thinking?
Well, I want to prove them wrong. I always heard Michael Jordan would say he would make up stuff so somebody would give him some motivation. Well, I heard some things, obviously, and rightfully so. Obviously, I haven't even coached a college game yet, but I definitely want to prove some people wrong that believe that. In my opinion, I've been a high school coach for 20 years. Some of the best coaches in the world coach at the high school level, and no one will ever know it. They may coach in a half full gym or whatever, but I'm amazed watching high school coaches coach how good a job they do.
And they don't get a chance to recruit their team.
Exactly. So I'm not just trying to do this for me. There's a lot of other high school coaches that have reached out. Congratulations, because it's all of our dreams. We all would love to be at this level. So I'm trying to live out all of our dreams through me.
And those connections are going to help you, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, I had a coach today reach out. I said, "Hey, I got a kid for you." And that's happened 10 times already. So I'm very thankful that these relationships that I've formed, I think, will benefit us here at Midwestern.
I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the hot seat right off the bat, but do you think you can compete in this first season, or do you think there's a building process to be done?
Yeah, well, the Lone Star is obviously, in my opinion, the best conference in all of America at the Division II level. But if we're keeping score, we're going to try to win. we're not going to – and I think another thing, too, like, we're going to have some seniors on our team. I don't know exactly how many we're going to have. It's their last time to ever get to play basketball. So it would be foolish of me to say, "Oh, we're in a rebuilding year." That's not fair to those seniors. Like, we need to do everything we can to win and win now. And I don't know exactly what that will look like by the end of next year, but we want to win every game we play. And there's not a rebuilding. It's a win now mode.
Is there any message you would want to send to Midwestern State fans?
I hope at some point y'all give us a chance to come watch us play. We have a lot of work in front of us. But I want to put a product out there that Midwestern State fans and alumni can be very proud of. And not only that, recruit good kids that the community gets behind too. Because when you get good people chasing a big thing, it's always fun to see. So I hope at some point we get some people support in DL Ligon.
Well, I'm really excited to have you aboard here at Midwestern State. I really appreciate you doing the podcast. Can't wait to start broadcasting your games and doing these podcasts on a regular basis.
Yes, sir.
Again, welcome back to Midwestern State University. And I can – I think I speak for a lot of people here. We're really excited about you taking over this program.
I'm excited as well.
That's Drew Kaufman, the new women's basketball coach here at Midwestern State University. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang podcast and make your plans to follow Midwestern State women's basketball next season. And you can always follow the team at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.